It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there'll be no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. And on top of those great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day for this year's action at Augusta. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out on site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Greg, who do you have in Augusta this week?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out, Jim, but I will certainly be having some action on DraftKings on the Masters. It's so weird to think the Masters is here, and this year is just so strange. But here we are. I can't wait for it. I believe they tee off really early Sunday, which is awesome. Jim, if you're looking for action on DraftKings, I'm not sure if you're going to get a better weekend, because we have not only the Masters, but I think there's four NFL games at 4 o'clock, which is rare, 4 or 5. So you'll have the Masters end right at the end of the 1 o'clock window, and then all those 4 o'clock games. It's going to be an awesome Sunday.
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I know. I'm actually looking forward to it, the fact that there's no fans there. Are we actually going to be able to hear the players? Because I love that. I love hearing what they have to say. And I'm hoping they, you know, have the mics close enough so that we could hear what's going on. All right. We still have to talk Penn State football, Greg. And we're picking up the conversation. We're talking quite a bit about James Franklin. And my point when I was talking about pulling Sean Clifford, I wasn't saying demote Sean Clifford to second team. What was going on was not working. Let's go forward now and talk about some of the other people who are part of all of this, the decision making and the performance. Let's start on the offensive side. A lot of excitement this year coming into it with new offensive coordinator Kirk Ciarrocca. Greg, is it just too early to see the Kirk Ciarrocca effect, or do we have issues at offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I know this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion, but I'm not ready to jump ship on Kirk Ciarrocca yet. I do think, however, that, you know, someone has to explain, and maybe we'll get answers on this week. Probably not, but maybe. But, I mean, you have to at least put into account that his offensive line's not performing. He's down two of his top running backs and top weapons on offense, and his quarterback looks to be gun shy and maybe has a little bit of that Christian Hackenberg syndrome in the pocket, where he's just waiting for hits to come that maybe aren't coming. So when you put all that together, Jim, it's messy. It certainly is. Now, I guess the bigger concern I have is that they don't seem to adjust on the fly all that well. I mean, we've seen in all these games now some good moments where it looks like the offense that we thought Kirk Ciarrocca was going to come in and run. But the second half against Maryland, Jim, tell me if you felt differently, but sitting there watching it, I was just in a little bit of disbelief at the idea that their offense was basically, let's throw jump balls 30 yards down the field and really, really hope we get pass interference. That was it. That's all they tried. And they seem to be a little quick, Jim, in my opinion. Maybe this is just because they know they can't do it. But don't you feel like they pull the run game out of the playbook a little too quickly. Like, they tried some early on, and I understand that, like James Franklin said, there's not much respect for the run game right now. That messes up the RPO idea and everything else. But, you know, part of that, I think, has to do with the fact that they go away from it the second it starts, or, you know, the second it stops working. And if it never works after 8-10 carries, they seem to go away with it. Now, I know they were a little bit more willing to continue and try and run the ball against Maryland, but I just feel like I'm not ready to give up on Kirk Ciarrocca just yet, but this has certainly been a very disappointing start to his tenure here.
Let me throw something at you, Greg, on the running game. I'm putting a lot of this on the coaching decisions and the play of Sean Clifford. When you talk this read option that they're running, and I'm not calling it RPO because a lot of these plays, or at least they appear to be, it's either they get the merge point, Sean Clifford and the running back, and it's slow to develop, and the defensive end, he's not supposed to be blocked. He comes in free, and then it's the decision. You put that defensive end in the position where he has to either go for the quarterback or the running back. Well, it reached the point against Ohio State. He just tackled both guys because you were so slow moving it there. Can we get a running game doing something a little bit different? And I brought this up with Dustin earlier this week, Greg. There was one play. It was on the first drive where they did like a little pitch. They essentially did that same kind of read option. They allowed the defensive end in, but the pitch was to Devin Ford. He got outside. It was first down. He picked up 5 yards, and it looked like there was more yardage there. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, finally, it looks like they're going to run to the edges, and they never did it again.
Right. So, and yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, aren't there more running plays in the playbook than that? What appears to be that same slow developing read option.
Yeah, it's the same. I told a friend of mine who I was talking to after the game that if you told me Ricky Ronnie was still calling Penn State plays, Jim, I would be forced to believe you. I mean, if I didn't see Kirk Ciarrocca on the field, I don't know how much difference I would see from last year. And I think part of you has to question the fact that, you know, how long this kind of slow developing thing has been here. You know, I just wonder if that's James Franklin pushing to have that as a part of this offense, because we know they merged some of what Penn State did and some of what Kirk Ciarrocca did, and it seems like they've picked the worst of both and put them together. But you know, the other side of that is that guys aren't executing, and when guys don't execute, no offense is going to work. And when you don't have a running game, then an offense that features heavy RPO usage is not going to work. So that's obviously as much of the problem in the conversation as anything. But yeah, it just feels like watching the same story over and over and over again, which is that slow developing play that gets blown up before it goes anywhere. You know, they try and run inside, they don't get any push. I mean. It's been difficult to watch. I don't think anyone could argue that point. I mean, it's just been hard to find a ton of positives for this Penn State football team through the first 3 weeks. You know, Jahan Dotson obviously has looked good. Joey Porter Jr. has obviously looked good. I think Stout has done some good things. And other than that, you're going to be hard-pressed to really pick, you know, the freshman receivers, okay. But other than that, you're going to be hard-pressed to really pick out guys who have been as advertised or as expected this year. And again, I think that has as much to do with Penn State struggles as Kirk Ciarrocca's play calling does. So, you know, again, and again, another thing I refuse to believe, Jim, is that Kirk Ciarrocca was this offensive wizard at Minnesota, and now he's just completely lost his way. I don't think that's true either. So it's a combination of things. The guy said it after the game, and Jim, I don't know how much of the post-game interviews you were able to watch, but was it as an honest group of players as I can remember in my mind? I'm curious to see what you think, but they said, multiple of them, that we are not a good football team right now, and it's hard to argue with them, but you rarely hear that honesty. And, you know, they talked about, you know, Jahan Dotson talked about, you know, they need to buy in, and guys are thinking about things they shouldn't be, and distractions, and, you know, and he talked about being individuals, and, you know, I don't know who those guys are, or what distractions he's referring to. And I know you feel that this whole thing might be a little bit overblown, but I will say this, when you think about the Maryland game, Jim, in that context, a lot of this season actually makes sense, because these guys' biggest strength at one point was the fact that they were a team. Everyone, to steal a phrase from James Franklin, was pulling the rope in the same direction. And because of that, they were able to overcome some problems. Well, they're not doing that now, and they don't look like a team out there. And that sounds cliche and it sounds silly, but I can't come to any other conclusion, Jim.
It can explain a lot if that were the case. And you're right, and you and I talked about this off the air, and my feeling was, yes, distractions can cause losses, but I also think losses can cause distractions. With this team being 0-3, yeah, they better be honest and candid that they're not a very good team. 0-3 is 0-3, and you just lost to a team that you were favored by 25 points against. So there definitely is something wrong. Now, we've been focusing on the offensive side and the coaching side, but let's go to the other side of the ball, Greg, which is the defense. And the one thing that we've been hammering home from last season was offensive players on the opposition just running free, and we were definitely focusing on that. We were going to fix that. It doesn't look like it's fixed, Greg.
No, Jim, it certainly does not. I mean, it doesn't look close to being fixed. I mean, those first two explosive Maryland touchdowns, they were pretty much the same exact play. And there were bad angles taken from guys deeper in the secondary. The corners did not get inside leverage, and they didn't have any help inside. And those are simple plays. Those are the kind of plays Penn State should be beating up opponents on, and they're just not doing it. So, yeah, the defense, I think, has obviously been a pretty big disappointment, too. You know, the pass rush, I think teams have figured it out. You know what? And it's really simple. It shouldn't have taken them this long. And we'll see if Nebraska, who doesn't know who they're even going to start at quarterback, is capable of figuring this out. But, you know, Jim, it's a pretty simple solution to beat Penn State's defense. And that's get the ball out in less than, you know, a second, like less than 2 seconds, less than 3 seconds, because the pass rush is not quick enough to get there before that. So you neutralize them. And this back seven, they don't cover well enough to be able to hold up against that kind of attack for four quarters. So, you know, they talk Terry Smith and Brent Pry, and the defenders talk all offseason about how they have fixed this problem. And it's hard to come to any conclusion that anything's been fixed. And, you know, again, I don't know if it's execution. I don't know if it's scheme. It's probably a mixture of both, but they just are not performing at the level that we thought they would in all facets of the game, special teams, offense, and defense. And it certainly is disappointing for them and for a lot of people who observe this program, either fans, media, whatever, because, you know, this was a team that I think many people thought could be special, and you have some opt-outs and other things, but Micah Parsons is not solving the issues that Penn State has, and neither are Journey Brown and Noah Kane by themselves. So they got a lot to figure out.
And they still have a lot of talent, even without those players there, and we just haven't seen it. All right, Greg, that's it for quarter number two. In quarter number three, we take your questions with Ask Greg.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.